Welcome, Marsha Baludcha. Perek Yud Bet Pasuk Gimel. The pasuk tells us, "Va'ish Moshe Anav Mod Mikol Adam Ashal Pnei Adama." And Moshe was more humble than anybody else on the face of the earth. And the question begs itself: how is that possible? Moshe Rabbeinu was the person Hashem used to take us out of Mitzrayim. He split the sea. He got the Torah on Har Sinai. He's performing all these miracles right and left, and he talked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu face to face. How is it possible that he's able to hold himself as the most, just like everybody else? I'm nobody. I'm not anybody special. Why would I be any different than anybody else? Hello, you. None of us split seas, and none of us do all these and get water from rocks. So you're supposed to be able to. You might have a legitimate reason to think you're better than other people, okay? Everyone else will tell them, okay, don't think you're so great. You have a pretty good excuse. And yet the Torah is telling us he was the most humble person. How is that possible? So the Chafetz Chaim answers that the ability to be humble here has to be according to his ability. In other words, because Moshe was so great, so then we expect a certain level of greatness from him, and that applies in the area of humility as well. And how is that possible? Well, because he was so great, Moshe Rabbeinu was somebody who went up to Shemayim, spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hung out with the Malachim. Well, he has an incredible ability to realize his place in the world. As in, now he's seen what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. He's seen who the Malachim are. He has the greatest picture of how little he is there. Okay, the rest of us don't have Moshe Rabbeinu's appreciation of how little he is compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Malachim. Okay? That's how Moshe is able to do it. In other words, how is it somebody who's done all those great things is able to consider himself so small? Because of all the great things he's done, or at least the greatest thing he's done, of having gone up to Shemayim and seeing what it is in Shemayim, seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Malachim, he's able to realize how infinitely smaller he is compared to them. And therefore, he is able to be the Anav. So the question answers itself. In other words, how is it possible somebody who's seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu can view himself as so small? And the answer is because he's seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he realizes how small he really is. And therefore, he's able to be humble, as humble as we could be without having seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Ish Moshe is Anav. He was the most humble person on earth because he had that unique perspective as to how there's nothing for me to really brag about. I've seen what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. I'm nothing. And therefore, he was able to be humble. The footnote tells a rather amusing story of the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim was once traveling on a train, and a Jew sees another Jew on a train, and so they play Jewish geography. And he says, "Oh, where are you from?" So he says, "I'm from this small town in Vilna. What's it called?" Radin. So, "Oh, you're from Radin. Do you know the Chafetz Chaim?" And the Chafetz Chaim didn't say, "I'm the Chafetz Chaim." He said, "Yeah, he's this Yehudi Pashut in the town." The guy says, "What? The Chafetz Chaim is this big, huge tzaddik living in your city. How dare you call him, a Yehudi Pashut living in your town?" And he starts to get angry at this guy. And each time the Chafetz Chaim is like, no, you don't understand. He's just a simple Jew trying to, live his life and trying to, be an Ovid Hashem. He's just this guy in Radin, who's a simple, he called him Yehudi Pashut. He's Pashut the kid. So and the guy's like getting angrier and angrier at him. And how could you be mezalzel in the kavod of the tzaddik and gaon hador? How could you be saying, belittling him and besmirching him, who he is? Okay. And this guy keeps going on about how great the Chafetz Chaim is. And the Chafetz Chaim keeps going, no, no, he's not such a tzaddik. He's just a regular Jew, a regular Pashat Riyad. Okay. So meanwhile, this guy is angry at the Chafetz Chaim without realizing he's the Chafetz Chaim. Sure enough, the next stop on the train, people get on the train, and they recognize the Chafetz Chaim. So they start getting brachos from him, and what, you know, or asking him for all the things you would do if you met the Chafetz Chaim. And now this person realized that the person he was being mevazeh the whole time for being, you know, for his lack of kavod to Talmid Chachamim was no less than the Chafetz Chaim. So he comes over to ask mechila from the Chafetz Chaim. He says, "Rebbe, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Forgive me." So the Chafetz Chaim says to him, "I don't understand. Why do you need mechila? What did you do wrong? How have you insulted me? You thought I was a tzaddik. Now you know, so there's nothing wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. Now you know I'm not such a tzaddik. So what do you need mechila for?" That was the story of the Chafetz Chaim. But in other words, because of a person's incredible greatness, he's able to realize how little he really is. And therefore, though we sometimes think, the person's so great, how is it possible that he was able to be humble? The answer is because of his greatness, he was able to realize how little he is, and that's what allowed him to be humble, that's what allowed Moshe Rabbeinu to be humble, that's what allowed Chafetz Chaim to be humble, and that's what allowed many, many great people to express their humility. As the Gemara says, when Rebbe died, Batla Navabo Olam, and Rav Yosef says, Hayikana, what about me? And what? That doesn't sound very humble. And the answer is, being humble doesn't mean realizing who you are. It just means realizing what you are in the scheme of things, and having an appropriate sense of self and perspective. And so may we all be zocha to have the right level of humility. Shkach.